If you are looking to purchase a home or refinance your current mortgage, you need to contact Mike Rocco at Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. As a former college football player, now high school football coach, Mike Rocco knows the importance of giving back to his community. He builds trust with each individual client, recognizing that buying a home is one of the most important transactions they will ever make. Call Mike today at 434-944-0430 to get the best mortgage experience. All loans subject to income verification, credit approval, and property appraisal. Not a commitment to lend. Mike Rocco, NMLS number 1281719. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, Equal Opportunity Lender. Located at 596 Lynnhaven Parkway, Suite 102, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452. Started the fourth quarter at Sabre Stadium. Ed Lane and the coach Rick Kennedy, as Jefferson Forest is on top by four touchdowns over the visiting LCA Bulldogs. And a snap this time and a give over to the right side. Van Horen stopping at the 50 inside again. JF territory shoved out of bounds around the 45. He's got to get to the 36 for a first down. And it'll be third and long coming up for LCA. And coach, we've seen where this game has gone so far. Very interesting, because if you take out the four turnovers, which have all resulted in JF touchdowns, we have an even margin right now. Four touchdown lead for JF.
Yeah, and you know what could have been, who knows? But it wasn't. So JF took advantage of it, and that's why they're sitting on a four touchdown lead right now.
They say third and 10, ball at the JF 46 on the right hash mark. Three receivers set, two left, and a quick throw to one of those called left side seam between the seam and the numbers of the 40. No yards after catch for Cameron Knowles. As he's brought down there, it'll be 4 yard shot from the first down. And a flag comes in right around the spot of the tackle. And the JF Cavalier is down and injured. We'll come back and we'll find out more about this when we return. You're listening to JF Football on 100.9 WIQOradio.com and the WIQO app.
Got a crack problem? You know the symptoms. Poor reaction time. Can't see straight. Endless financial mess. Apple Auto Glass knows cracks in your windshield lead to serious problems for you and everyone on the roads. So bring your car to their new location at 3502 Mayflower Drive in Lynchburg as soon as you see the crack. Apple Auto Glass is still locally owned, so you'll speak with Harold, not Mystery Man from an 800 number. They'll handle insurance claims too. Apple Auto Glass, your local shop, ensuring fast resolutions to your windshield crack.
Foxley is a proud supplier of high-quality aggregate, asphalt, block, and concrete for residential and commercial buildings and transportation projects. Foxley helps improve the quality of life in the communities they serve through support of public education, community recreation, and public safety. Visit Foxley.com for product info and to learn about their ongoing commitment to corporate and environmental responsibility. Foxley, building on a century of quality. Foxley, a proud supporter of the communities they serve for over 100 years and counting.
Win big this football season with Bridgestone. Now through October 8th, buy four eligible Bridgestone tires and you can get a $70 Visa prepaid card by mail. Bridgestone, trusted performance when you need it most.
Get $70 by mail and a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible tires. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank, member FDIC, expiration applies.
Harris Tire, Madison Heights, Lynchburg, and Four. Service you can trust since 1967.
Leaks on the offensive line, in the defensive secondary, or with special teams coverage create problems in football. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating knows leaks at your home or business create problems too, like building and belonging damage and lost productivity. That's why you should call Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313 when a leak is threatening your home or business. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313, proudly supporting JF athletes, coaches, and all activity participants. Jacob Hackworth up off the turf. He got cramped up a little bit in a tackle that he made at the 40-yard line. Say it was the 29. They're actually going to say a personal foul on JF. So the ball for LCA down So the Cavaliers 24. It's still 42-14. 17 seconds into this fourth quarter. Rick Kennedy with me, Ed Lane, as we're live from Sabre Stadium. Four LCA touchdowns have all turned into four touchdowns, or four LCA turnovers have turned into four JF touchdowns. Give Van Horten over off the right side of the line, followed there's right guard, and then bounced out off right tackle. And Van Horst is brought down inside the 20 at the 18. 6 yard pickup, second and four coming up for LCA.
Well, again, every play right now, the clock's just winding down, and that's exactly what JF wants. They want to keep that clock burning up. LCA is at a huge disadvantage right here. They really need to be putting some points on the board quick. I would be throwing the ball almost every play if you really want to try to have a comeback right now.
LCA is also huddling up, which is taking more time. We're now under 11 minutes to go in the fourth. Three receivers left side. Quick drop. They're going to throw over to the right, and the ball is incomplete. They were trying to telegraph that throw. The only person close to it was Josh Harris. Cameron Knowles, the intended receiver. It'll be third and four.
Well, he was running a go route, and the quarterback threw it as a comeback, and they were not on the same page for that play for sure. And that, the only person who was actually on the page for that one was the cornerback, and he broke on the ball, but it was too far thrown out of his way for him to get an interception.
And if he had pulled that in, that would have been an easy pick six. It was nobody standing between Josh Harris in the end zone, but alas, it's third and four. Two receivers to each side. Ryland Stan out of the shotgun, looks to his left, fires. It's caught at the 12 and inside there down to the 10, Stan easily enough complete for the first down to the left side. Wesley Haar. And LCA does move the sticks, and they get a first down.
Oh, yeah, that's been their best offensive play the whole night, that combination with number one and two. Number one running a go route, taking everybody deep, and number two running his little 10-yard out to the sideline. That's been open all night. They've been able to run that pretty successful.
Caleb Pack was in on that stop. He's had a lot of assist tackles. That time it was a solo tackle job for the linebacker for JF, one of the senior captains. Two receivers to each side. First down and 10 from the 11. It's a give delayed to Kirk. Slips by one man and into the end zone for a touchdown. That touchdown was Zachary Vinhorst, an 11-yard touchdown run. And LCA is flying back to within 22, 42-21.
Well, again, they spread everybody out right there and then run a really nice draw play right up the middle. And that play's been successful with them before. And they worked it to their advantage for that touchdown run.
Touchdown presented in part by John Stewart Walker agent Stephen Mock. Snap down, kick on the way, and this one has plenty of distance and is through the uprights. So it's 42-21. Jefferson Forest lead back to three touchdowns over LCA. Cuts into their deficit. 10:39 left in the fourth quarter on the WIQO app, WIQOradio.com, and 100.9 FM.
Hello, everyone out in Power Sports land. Chris Mabry from Lynchburg Power Sports letting you know that we have added Arctic Cat to our Polaris lineup out at Lynchburg Power Sports on 460. Come see why Lynchburg Power Sports is the fastest growing ATV dealership in the region. Our Arctic Cat youth models start at only $2,400, and our adult models start at only $3,900. We've got a great team, got a huge selection, and we got great service. Check out our inventory on LynchburgPowerSports.com.
Indian Rock Tactical has the region's largest tactical and military surplus selection. And because Indian Rock Tactical buys in bulk, this large and unique selection of guns, ammo, military, and tactical gear is at low prices. It's simple supply and demand. Indian Rock Tactical's large supply demands they keep prices low. Got a specific need? Shop 24/7 at IndianRockTactical.com and visit Indian Rock Tactical between Roanoke and Lynchburg on Route 460 just west of Bedford, and coming this November to Ward's Road in Lynchburg.
Ed Lane, Rick Kennedy with you here on this Friday evening from Sabre Stadium. LCA set to kick it off after the Van Horst 11-yard touchdown run. And that ball was going to be a touchback, but instead it's an offsides against LCA. They'll go back 5 yards before kicking it off again.
Well, again, the disadvantage right now for LCA is the clock. I mean, you know, they've got 10 minutes and three scores. That's not impossible, but that's pretty difficult. You know, if JS not going to help you with turnovers and little things like that, you're going to be at a pretty big disadvantage right there.
Well, and you're in that spot, too, an onside kick. If you get it, you get the ball back and you can move down the field. But if not, JF's in what's known as plus territory. They'd be starting on the LCA side of the field, and already up by 21, you basically put the game out of reach.
Yeah, and the problem is you already showed that hand earlier, so you kind of...
That would have been a surprise, at least, is gone.
Yeah, yeah, you lose the advantage of that for sure. And, you know, now the kick return team is, you know, aware that something could be up.
Absolutely. They've got five on the front line. That's at the 10-yard mark for where the ball is kicked, 35-45, and then four more behind that. And it will be another onside kick attempt, and it's touched well before the 10-yard mark. So it'll be blown dead. LCA is not going to get this one despite sprinting down the left sideline and into the end zone. I guess it's worth the sales pitch, but nobody bought it.
Hey, he tried to make it look good now, didn't he? All the LCA fans, they were getting all excited like they just did something, but that wasn't even close. I mean, their onside kick attempts have been pretty poor so far tonight.
Yeah, they've tried to connect on those, Coach, and you know there's been good attempts for those. You know, but that's, you know, there's been a lot of good execution offensively. There's been a little bit defensively. The LCA Bulldogs just haven't had much for JF's ground game, and on special teams, that's been one of the real areas of concern. So JF's got a short field up by 21, 10:38 left in the fourth. Snap this time, and it is a stop immediately. O'Donnell faked the handoff, kept it himself, and now a flag comes in after the play is over.
First down.
And we'll see what this is. It looks like this may be one of those pushing and shoving penalties after the whistles blow.
Yeah, and this will be interesting because majority of the flags have been against JF. We really haven't seen LCA get too much, so things look like it might be different here.
And it's a personal foul on LCA, so JF's going to go down to the 25-yard line, and you wonder if that may be some frustration setting in for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, you know, you lose that onside kick attempt. I mean, it was kind of like a last-ditch effort almost, and you didn't get it. You kind of pretty much have given up.
Yeah, you kind of – that motivation is so tough to muster now. Short field for JF. LCA trying to defend it and down 21. Snap off the right side. This time it's Cupid, and he backs his way inside the 20 to the 19 on the right side. Numbers. 6-yard pickup, and we'll go under the 10-minute mark of the fourth quarter with Jefferson Forrest looking to push this back to a 4-touchdown game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, LCA came in here with pretty high expectations, you know, looking to establish themselves in the Seminole this first year, and being over here at JF, you know, a lot of the kids at LCA live in the Forest area, so these kids know each other. They played rec ball together, so it's quite a big rivalry right here.
Could have been an even match tonight, but turnovers have been the big difference. And just missed execution. Snap this time again to Hackworth. Right side 15. He sprints past the defenders and into the end zone. Another JF touchdown. It's now 48-21. Another touchdown. Presented by Nadine Blakely, Realtor with RE/MAX First Olympic. Number one in the Lynchburg market. Number two in Virginia for RE/MAX, and number 48 nationally, selling over 90 homes this year. See her listings at NadineBlakelyHomes.com.
I tell you, that was a great run. He has such an incredible burst of speed. I mean, as soon as he cleared that line of scrimmage, he put it in another gear, and he just blew by the corner and that safety who was coming up. And I thought both of them had an angle on him, and he was able to outrun them to the sideline, and that was a great, great run for JF right there.
JF needing a little over a minute to answer the Van Oors touchdown, and the extra point sails through the uprights. 49-21, JF leads, 9:28 left in the fourth. The WIQO app, WIQOradio.com, and 100.9 FM.
Premier defenders are reliable at the most crucial moments in the game.
For life's truly crucial moments, whether it's a child custody, divorce, or any other domestic relations matter, the experienced and skilled defenders at the PAC Law Group are here to assist you. Call 540-586-7225 or 540-586-PAC. The phones are answered by a live person 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can also visit the firm at PACLawGroup.com. That's PACLawGroup.com to trust your crucial moments with Central Virginia's premier domestic relations attorneys.
Stephen Mock with John Stewart Walker Realtors consistently communicates with you during the real estate process. This is part of the Christ-centered business philosophy Stephen uses to cultivate productive, long-lasting relationships. With over 20 years of experience as a general contractor in residential and commercial construction, Stephen will apply his knowledge from the building industry to help find the property that best suits your family. Call Stephen Mock with John Stewart Walker Realtors at 434-222-8145 and let him serve you throughout the real estate process.
Coach Rick Kennedy is we're live at Sabre Stadium. It's a line drive kick, and it's picked up at the 30. Now coming up to the 35 in the middle of the field, brought down at the 40, and that's where LCA is going to start on that kick return. And a nice job from Daniel Jacobson to bring Daniel it back Jacobson for LCA. They are 60 yards away from the end zone, and they need offense quickly. Down 49-21, 9:21 left in the fourth.
Well, again, JF has done what they needed to do offensively, and that's just they've matched everything that LCA had going for them the second half, and LCA just never got rolling with the turnovers, and JF's offense took advantage of every one of them.
One receiver to the left side and three to the right. Lining up now up under center and a pitch over to the right side, Van Horst. At the 40, right side number, stops to turn the corner. He does, stays in bounds, brought down at about the 44, 45. And Zachary Venhorst on that run. And it's now going to work under 9 minutes to go in the fourth. LCA looks like they are content to just focus on execution as opposed to a comeback because they're huddling up right now.
Yeah, and they got a long season left still to play. You know, they don't want to, I guess, take a chance on somebody getting hurt, something like that. I mean, you know, if you're wanting to win the game right here, I'm airing it out, but I guess they're content with just running the ball.
One receiver to the right, two to the left. Shotgun snap coming up, and it's low, but picked up. Dropping back, Stam, and it's thrown over to the right side. It's caught right before being shoved out of bounds. It looked like Eddie Ogle on that reception. It's enough for a first down.
Well, again, that's a great little outside comeback route to the outside there. Normally they've been running that comeback route to the inside, but this time they ran it to the outside, and it was a good throw and a good catch and a good first down.
Indeed, that is the case. Looks like there's an injured player down on the floor. We'll come back. We'll give you an update on it. It's a JF player down on the field turf at Sabre Stadium. Cavaliers lead 49-21, 8:31 left in the fourth.
We've all been there. At the end of an all-night marathon of freeze pops, storybooks, and tissues, your little one still doesn't feel any better. Strep throat has been making the rounds at school, and you think it's visited your house now, too. For all of life's moments, turn to Centra Urgent Care. From itches to stitches to coughs and colds and everything in between, we've got you covered. The walk-in clinic located on Forest Road is open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week. Centra Urgent Care. No appointment necessary.
Since 1995, Reed's Fine Furnishings has been known for beautiful, quality furnishings. Right now, you can find Ekernus Stressless Sofas and Chairs, ergonomically designed to support the spine, at fantastic savings. They're ideal for a sports fan or an athlete. Reed's is also proud to showcase Stickley Furniture. For over 100 years, Stickley has manufactured heirloom quality pieces. Shop with Reed's now in Forest and Roanoke for the best prices of the year.
Heart and courage, they're what Jefferson Forest High School football and lacrosse players invest in the Cavaliers. And you get to invest in a good time. Reserve your tickets for the second annual Forest Football and Lacrosse Benefit on Saturday, October 7th at Phase 2. Enjoy performances from national country duo Smithfield and special guest Rutledge while competing in a cornhole tournament. The party starts at 4 and is capped by a special DJ dance party. It's the second annual Forest Football and Lacrosse Benefit Saturday, October 7th at 4 p.m. Get your tickets now at phase2club.com.
Ed Lane and the coach Rick Kennedy as we continue rolling along. 49-21, JF leads LCA, who has the ball down by four touchdowns. Play fake, dropping back, fire, caught across the middle by Knowles in the 40. Slips through a defender in the 35. Left side numbers 30. Drags defenders inside the 20 down to the 18-yard line. That's a 28-yard pickup and a good job after the catch from Cameron Knowles. And the 6'2 receiver picks up the first down.
Well, again, you know, the spread offense, you know, they have a lot of weapons. They got a lot of different plays they can go to. That time they had the bunch set, and the bunch set took off and cleared out, and they actually had a backside tight end running a little drag route, and he was wide open underneath, and that's what that play was. And good design, good play out of that spread formation.
Four receiver set for LCA, two to each side. 8:03 left in the fourth. Quick throw left side. The ball caught, nearly caught. Wesley Hare had it on his left hand but couldn't pull it in. It was a little bit thrown out of his reach, and it's incomplete.
Well, and again, that's a hot read for the quarterback. When that outside linebacker blitzes like that, the receiver is supposed to turn around right now to the quarterback, and he kind of kept running, and the quarterback threw it where he thought he was going to be, and he wasn't there. He could only get a hand on it, wasn't able to bring it in.
8:01 left here in the fourth quarter, and for all intents and purposes, the contest. 49-21, Jefferson Forest on top of the LCA Bulldogs, who have the ball at the JF 19. Snap, play fake, rolling to the right side, pretty well defended. And now a flip throw, caught at the 20-yard line, slipping through a defender of the 15, brought down from behind inside the 10. And a good job there. That was a really good job by Wesley Hare to pull that in. And an even better job by Riley Stam, the quarterback. He was under pressure from Caleb Smith. Hung in there and got rid of the ball for a first down.
Well, and that's been one of their better pass plays, that little misdirection where the quarterback play actions one way and then rolls or boots out the other way, and the back, up back just kind of drags back across, and they were able to get it.
Snap, give, right side, slamming his way inside the 10 down to about the 7. That carry looked like it went to Nate Kirk.
Nate Kirk running into a wall and of Cavalier defenders.
It sets up second down and goal.
The problem is every time you run the ball now, the clock's just cranking. I mean, that's your biggest enemy. So, you know, again, if you're not playing for the win, you're just playing to get through this game, I guess.
Margins wide, 49-21. LCA's trying to chip away at that midway into the fourth quarter. Stam, snap, this time it's another give to Van Horst, and he slices off left tackle, cuts back in past the 5, down to about the 2, Zachary maybe the 3-yard line, and it'll be third and goal Caleb coming up Smith. At 6:43 and a Van winding Horst clock here in the 4.
Inside the 5, down to the 4.
Well, LCA is in the red zone right here. I mean, you know, they got a lot of things they can do right here. I would be throwing the ball every play. Again, you know, pass plays, you know, completions, first down, you're stopping the clock. Incompletions, you're stopping the clock. But when you run the ball, it just keeps cranking.
And an eye formation, it's packed in tight. Snap, this time it's another give to Van Horst. And he makes a little bit of A toward the goal line, but he's brought down shy of it at about the yard and a half mark. And it'll be fourth down and goal coming up for LCA. They get closer to punching it in, but as you mentioned, Coach, when you don't get into the end zone on those runs, clock keeps moving, and it does here as we're at 5:50 remaining here in the fourth.
Yeah, this is this is the end for this drive right here. It's fourth down from the 2-yard line, and it's either score or give the ball back to JF.
Receiver to the left, one to the right. Snap, and a man in motion from left to right. Quick play fake, dropping back. Pressure is there, now firing it toward the end zone. And it's incomplete, and JF's defense holds.
Well, good. That was a good play design. They play actioned and had a little delay, tight end delay to the out route. And he was open, but the quarterback was backpedaling with a little bit of pressure and just kind of threw off his back foot and never really got it in a spot where the receiver is going to be able to bring that one in, so they give it up.
Trey Hatcher was the intended receiver there, and it is a little bit out of his 6'2" frame hands. He's got a big frame, but just couldn't quite pull that in, so JF takes over and a chance to go into the 4-minute mode, which is working clock time. 5:29 left. JF theoretically has got the type of offense as LCA tries to trot onto the field. They weren't ready. Snap, give. and Cupid has it and brought down past the 10-yard line. LCA was late getting in from the sideline. JF was set up, and LCA, surprisingly maybe, they did not burn one of those three timeouts they've got left.
Well, again, they were over there on the sideline doing who knows what, and JF was already huddled and coming to the line of scrimmage, and they had to sprint from the hash mark just to try to get to the middle of the field, and the ball was already snapped. So they just kind of got lost on that play.
It'll be second down and about three for JF. More than content to let some clock work. They're looking right at it. And a snap this time, and it's a give play. Flags come flying in. Not much on the give, maybe a half yard.
Keenan
Cupid run. And it's in the neighborhood of offensive holding. If it is, it'll go back half the distance to the goal.
And the only good thing about that, too, is it stops the clock with a penalty.
4:48 remaining in the fourth, 49-21. And that is a hold. JF's going to go back half the distance to the goal.
Well, what they're going to do now is they're going to hold Brad from the snap as long as they can. They'll have one coach on the sideline with the clock, so he'll know exactly how much time's left before the delay of game.
Half the distance
and then
to the goal
at the last probably 7 to 6, 7 seconds before that, they go ahead and signal for him to go ahead and call the snap.
Gives the Cavaliers the ball on the 5, where it's now 2nd and 7.
It's a wishbone formation for Brad O'Donnell, who's up under center. 49-21 is the score. It's Ed Lane with the coach, Rick Kennedy. JF's going to let some clock work. It's under 4.5 minutes to go in the fourth, and you're right. They're just waiting and waiting and waiting. Give Hackworth, right side 10, breaks into the open field 20. He's at the 30, down the right sideline 40. He's got more daylight. He's at past the LCA 35. He does a good job to just tuck that ball and stay in bounds as he's brought down at the LCA 31. Hackworth continues to rip off huge runs. We've seen that especially the last three games.
He has been putting up some pretty amazing stats on the ground. Last three games, I mean, he's pushing well over 150 yards, almost 200 yards per game.
49-21. This clock's going to go under 4 minutes here in the fourth quarter. LCA, their defense looks like they've kind of run out of some gas right now, Coach. They've been on the field quite a bit. There have been turnovers, and they've had no answer all night long for the potent Cavalier ground game. Snap, and it's a give. Left side, Cupid. He breaks through a couple of defenders, down past the 25 to the 24. Gains 7 of the 10 yards needed to move the chains, and the clock will go inside 3:40 here in the fourth.
Yeah, and they're just at will doing what they want now. And like most of the game, they've been able to do that. And, again, you have to give all the credit to what the JF Cavalier offensive line has done to the defense of LCA. They have just dominated and controlled the line of scrimmage almost every play.
Clock working its way to 3:10, which is about when it will get snapped. Snapping to give this time. And, again, Cupid dives inside the 25 down to the 22. And he's a yard shy of the first down. If anything, for JF, you take that because the clock keeps moving. You can tell the mood of LCA, too. They're not going to burn through their timeout. They would have had those chances. And when they didn't burn through the timeout or burn a timeout, when JF was lined up and they were late getting onto the field, I think that told you all you need to know about if they intended to use any of their three timeouts or the two that they have left in their pocket here in the fourth quarter. O'Donnell's just looking over to the sideline, waiting to take the snap. He does. QB keeper. He's got the first down inside the 20 down to the 19-yard line.
Well, you know, as coaches, we talk about that. You want to take away your opponent's will to win, and that's happened tonight. JF has taken away LCA's will to win. And when that happened, you know, it didn't happen in the first half. Even though LCA was down, they came out that first series. They looked as good as they had ever been. I would say somewhere in about the middle to end of the third quarter, after JF had gotten that other score, that kind of really put the nail in the coffin, as they say.
It's 42-21, and JF's driving and turns it over. Snap, by the way, this time, and a give to Cupid. Backs inside the 20, you know, back his way down to about the 17, a gain of two. I think that's probably your turning point right now, Coach, really, was, you know, it's 42-21. LCA stops JF, who's driving. JF turns it over, and then a play later, LCA fumbles it right back. JF's able to capitalize, go back up four touchdowns. That sequence just is so demoralizing. You feel like you finally done something right. You force a turnover, and then you cough it up.
Yeah, especially because the series before that, they had looked so good offensively and put it right in the zone.
49-21, a buck 23 to go here in the fourth. Snap from under center, and it's a handoff play to Marvin Blake. Stays on his feet from the 15, drags defenders inside
Marvin
the 10.
Blake,
he's
the
brought down inside the 9. It's enough for a JF first down, and they will move the chains. And at this point, Coach, as we get to the one-minute mark, I would expect almost that it's quite possible Bob Christmas, rather than going into the end zone, is going to have his guys take a knee and not run the score up.
Yeah, and we, you know, we call that victory formation. They'll go ahead and get in victory formation right here. Brad will just take the snap and drop down, and there's no reason to run any more plays. And they're in the victory formation right now. You got the safety back behind him.
O'Donnell from under center. He drops a couple feet back. Flags come in. He's going to put his right knee into this field turf, and we'll have to wait one more play. And either way, I don't think this changes the strategy. It's a false start, backs JF up, but there's 41 seconds to go. And you know, it's a classy move by Bob Christmas to not run the score up. You could easily make it 56-21, but really it's not going to matter in points. What's the real difference? JF, either way, is going to go to 3-2, 2-0 in the Seminole District, regardless of whether you get a touchdown or not. JF's going to go to victory formation again. LCA has not burned timeouts either to prolong this game, so no need for Coach Christmas to try to run the score up. O'Donnell's going to take the snap, drops back, puts his right knee into the turf, and the clock's going to start winding again, and they'll have to do it one more.
And a final minute drive by Botetourt inside the red zone.
So one more kneel down coming up. And it's 49-21 going to be the final score.
They're not even going to have to do the last one.
They
don't
have to kneel down. Bob Christmas motions for his Cavaliers to come to the sideline. They start clapping. They get ready to walk across the 50-yard line and celebrate being 3-2 on the year, 2-0 in the Seminole District. LCA is going to look to regroup after falling to 1-1 in district action, 2-3 overall. We come back, we recap everything after this. You're listening to high school football on 100.9 WIQOradio.com and the WIQOFM app.
If you are looking to purchase a home or refinance your current mortgage, you need to contact Mike Rocco at Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. As a former college football player, now high school football coach, Mike Rocco knows the importance of giving back to his community. He builds trust with each individual client, recognizing that buying a home is one of the most important transactions they will ever make. Call Mike today at 434-944-0430 to get the best mortgage experience. All loans subject to income verification, credit approval, and property appraisal. Not a commitment to lend. Mike Rocco, NMLS number 1281719. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, equal opportunity lender. Located at 596 Lynnhaven Parkway, Suite 102, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.
We've all been there. At the end of an all-night marathon of freeze pops, storybooks, and tissues, your little one still doesn't feel any better. Strep throat has been making the rounds at school, and you think it's visited your house now, too. For all of life's moments, turn to Centra Urgent Care. From itches to stitches to coughs and colds and everything in between, we've got you covered. The walk-in clinic located on Forest Road is open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week. Centra Urgent Care. No appointment necessary.
Win big this football season with Bridgestone. Now through October 8th, buy four eligible Bridgestone tires and you can get a $70 Visa prepaid card by mail. Bridgestone, trusted performance when you need it most.
Get $70 by mail and a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible tires. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank, member of DIC, expiration applies.
Harris Tire, Madison Heights, Lynchburg, and 4. Service you can trust since 1967.
Stephen Mock with John Stewart Walker Realtors consistently communicates with you during the real estate process. This is part of the Christ-centered business philosophy Stephen uses to cultivate productive, long-lasting relationships. With over 20 years' experience as a general contractor in residential and commercial construction, Stephen will apply his knowledge from the building industry to help find the property that best suits your family. Call Stephen Mock with John Stewart Walker Realtors at 434-222-8145 and let him serve you throughout the real estate process.
Indian Rock Tactical has the region's largest tactical and military surplus selection. And because Indian Rock Tactical buys in bulk, this large and unique selection of guns, ammo, military, and tactical gear is at low prices. It's simple supply and demand. Indian Rock Tactical's large supply demands they keep prices low. Got a specific need? Shop 24/7 at IndianRockTactical.com and visit Indian Rock Tactical between Roanoke and Lynchburg on Route 460 just west of Bedford and coming this November to Ward's Road in Lynchburg.
This Friday, October 6th, the Jefferson Forest Cavaliers travel to 4A Seminole District Power Amherst. Kick is at 7, Friday football tailgate starts at 6 on 100.9 WIQORadio.com and the WIQO app. JF Football is presented in part by Boxley, Central Urgent Care on Route 221 in Forest, Nadine Blakely, Realtor with REMAX First Olympic, Clyde Smith Plumbing, Reed's Fine Furnishings, Matthew Pack and the Pack Law Group, Lynchburg Power Sports, Walmart Neighborhood Market, Allstate agent Robert Gammon, and Sheeler Motor Mile.
Ed Lane, the coach Rick Kennedy with us here as we're live at Sabre Stadium, Jefferson Forest with the victory over LCA 49-21. Could have been even wider than that, but JF pulled up off the gas pedal at the end of this one, and it started off with JF getting the ball first in a minute, 4 seconds into this game after a 45-yard kick return from Brad O'Donnell up to the 47-yard line. Marvin Blake had runs of 30 and then 20 yards to set up Brad O'Donnell to punch it in from 3 yards out. 7-0 JF at the end of the first quarter. One of the last plays of that quarter, a blocked punt recovered in the LCA 2. Set up Brad O'Donnell for a 1 yard touchdown run 3 seconds into the third quarter, which made it 14-0 JF. And that blocked punt, a turnover, would become a theme of the night, coach. As Jacob Hackworth, an 89-yard touchdown run, 3 minutes and change later, that came off of a Nick Rainey interception, and JF's lead was suddenly 21-7. Nate Kirk would help LCA answer. They passed the ball well. Kirk capped it off with a 1 yard touchdown run, 4:09 left, and it was 21-7. But Jacob Hackworth's 43-yard run set up Keenan Cupid from 3 yards out to make it 28-7. JF with the lead. Then on the ensuing kickoff, as LCA was trying to get something going, Austin Askew coughed it up at the 41. JF would punch it in from 3 yards out. Keenan Cupid made it 35-7. JF heading into intermission. LCA looked great to start the second half, and they capped it off with Wesley Hare, 11-yard touchdown catch, making it 35-14. Then, after JF was marching down the field, LCA forced a turnover, but on the ensuing play, deep in LCA territory, LCA coughs it up, JF gets it back at the 16-yard line, and a couple of plays later, Jacob Hackworth from 10 yards out with a back-breaking touchdown to make it 42-14, 28 seconds left in the third. They would trade touchdowns in the fourth. Von Hurst, an 11-yard touchdown run, and then Hackworth from 15 yards out made it 49-21. Turnovers, the big storyline this evening, Coach, but there were others. Your impressions of the outcome tonight?
Well, we were really expecting an offensive shootout, really just like the GW Danville game for both teams. Both teams or in an offensive shootout with GW Danville. We were kind of anticipating the same thing, a lot of offense, you know, some defense, but a lot of offense. And that was the case for JF. I mean, JF offense was absolutely on fire again tonight, running on all cylinders. I think they only punted once, maybe twice. And the problem was LCA's offense, also very potent, a great offense, able to put tons of points on the board. The problem was they forgot to remember that they have to hold on to it sometimes when they're running, and the turnovers really came back to hurt them.
Yeah, it certainly did. That was one of the big things. Turnovers, four turnovers, four touchdowns off turnovers for Jefferson Forest, and they win by four touchdowns, 49-21 over LCA. We'll come back. We'll get you some scores from around the region. You're listening to our post-game show. JF knocks off Liberty Christian Academy, 49-21.
The Green Tag Sales Event is going on now through the end of September at Motor Mile Kia on the Sheeler Motor Mile. Prices have been reduced on our incredible selection of new Kia. Drive a new 2017 Kia Soul, only $15,495 for a brand new Kia. The Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality 3 years in a row. Plus, for every new vehicle purchased or leased, Sheeler will include a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Seeing red on your credit report? During the Green Tag Sales Event, we want you to have a fresh start. At Sheeler, we own the finance company. We say yes. And if you have a trade, get cash or maybe lower your payment. Just need to sell your car? We will buy it and pay you the most money for it. The Green Tag Sales Event at Motor Mile Kia on the Sheeler Motor Mile. I-81 exit 118C in Christiansburg. Call 866-SHEELER-1. Always open at Sheeler.com. Why start anywhere else?
Stock number paid 175.64. MSRP price $16.95. Dealer retains all factory rebates and incentives plus tax, title, and $4.99 processing fee with approved credit warranty as a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. For JD Power award information, visit JD Power.
Hello, everyone out in Power Sports land. Chris Mabry from Lynchburg Power Sports letting you know that we have added Arctic Cat to our Polaris lineup out at Lynchburg Power Sports on 460. Come see why Lynchburg Power Sports is the fastest growing ATV dealership in the region. Our Arctic Cat youth models start at only $2,400, and our adult models start at only $3,900. We've got a great team, got a huge selection, and we got great service. Check out our inventory on LynchburgPowerSports.com.
If you've been looking around the neighborhoods in our area, you've already noticed the name in real estate that stands out, Nadine Blakely. Need to sell? You need Nadine. Need to buy? You need Nadine. Relocating? Building? You need Nadine. Nadine Blakely knows this area. For your next move, you need Nadine. Call 434-444-2226. 444-2226 or online, NadineBlakeleyHomes.com.
We've all been there. Your trusty bag of cough drops and box of tissues, they've been faithful companions for days, but they've done all they can. You're tired and exhausted, exhausted and tired. For all of life's moments, turn to Centra Urgent Care. From itches to stitches to coughs and colds and everything in between, we've got you covered. The walk-in clinic located on Forest Road is open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Centra Urgent Care. No appointment necessary.
Leaks on the offensive line, in the defensive secondary, or with special teams coverage create problems in football. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating knows leaks at your home or business create problems too, like building and belonging damage and lost productivity. That's why you should call Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313 when a leak is threatening your home or business. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313, proudly supporting JF athletes, coaches, and all activity participants.
Who doesn't love heading out on the boat with family, hitting ATV trails with friends, or blazing new stretches of highway with riding buddies? Your toys are your ticket to outdoor fun. Lynchburg Allstate agent Robert Gammon will get to know you and help you make sure you have the right coverage. Plus, when you bundle coverage for your car and home with your boat, motorcycle, RV, or more, you can save up to 30%. So call or stop by Robert Gammon's office today at 3311B Waterlick Road in Lynchburg. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
I'm final score. Jefferson Forest knocks off Liberty Christian Academy. Ed Lane with Rick Kennedy here. It was one of the many blowouts that occurred during the Seminole District. In fact, there were a couple that were shutouts in the region this evening. Heritage knocked off Liberty 48-0, bouncing back after the loss to EC Glass last week. Amherst shutting out Rustburg 14-0 in that game. And Brookville holding on for a 38-34 victory over the EC Glass Hilltoppers. Meanwhile, Blacksburg looks like they may be a favorite in the 4A. They roll past Patrick Henry 42-9 in that one. Larry Basham with 6 touchdowns. William Byrne, 4A power, rolls past William Fleming 49-20 on the evening as well. And Stanton River, Bedford County rival, comes back from down 14-0. They beat Lord Botetourt 21-14. Coach, your impressions on some of the other scores in the region?
Well, again, Brookville losing to Amherst last week and EC Glass beating Heritage. You know, a lot of people thought, well, Glass is the real deal. They must be ready to, you know, roll the table the rest of the Seminole. And then the Brookville Bees, old Jonathan Meeks, getting his guys fired up after a loss, and they come out. Now, they had home field advantage, which is, I'm sure, a big advantage right there, and they were able to hold on. Glass made a run for them at the end there, I think, but they held on and got the win. So, and that's just funny. That's just the way the Seminole is. I mean, every week, whoever you think is going to win and dominate has not done that. So, crazy league.
It is. It's a wild league, and we've certainly seen how that's shaped things so far this season, Coach, with just the way, you know, one week after another, you just don't know what's actually going to happen. When we come back, we'll tell you what's going to happen next week with us. As we return, we wrap things up here. After this, LCA falls to Jefferson Forest 49-24.
Foxley is a proud supplier of high-quality aggregate, asphalt, block, and concrete for residential and commercial buildings and transportation projects. Foxley helps improve the quality of life in the communities they serve through support of public education, community recreation, and public safety. Visit Foxley.com for product info and to learn about their ongoing commitment to corporate and environmental responsibility. Foxley, building on a century of quality. Foxley, a proud supporter of the communities they serve for over 100 years and counting.
If you've been looking around the neighborhoods in our area, you've already noticed the name in real estate that stands out. Nadine Blakely. Need to sell? You need Nadine. Need to buy? You need Nadine. Relocating? Building? You need Nadine. Nadine Blakely knows this area. For your next move, you need Nadine. Call 434-444-2226. 444-2226 or online, NadineBlakelyHomes.com.
Got a crack problem? You know the symptoms. Poor reaction time. Can't see straight. Endless financial mess. Apple Auto Glass knows cracks in your windshield lead to serious problems for you and everyone on the roads. So bring your car to their new location at 3502 Mayflower Drive in Lynchburg as soon as you see the crack. Apple Auto Glass is still locally owned, so you'll speak with Harold, not Mystery Man from an 800 number. They'll handle insurance claims too. Apple Auto Glass, your local shop ensuring fast resolutions to your windshield crack.
Since 1995, Reed's Fine Furnishings has been known for beautiful, quality furnishings. Right now, you can find Ekernest stressless sofas and chairs, ergonomically designed to support the spine, at fantastic savings. They're ideal for a sports fan or an athlete. Reed's is also proud to showcase Stickley Furniture. For over 100 years, Stickley has manufactured heirloom quality pieces. Shop with Reed's now in Forest and Roanoke for the best prices of the year.
This Friday, October 6th, the Jefferson Forest Cavaliers travel to 4A Seminole District Power Amherst. Kick is at 7. Friday football tailgate starts at 6 on 100.9 WIQORadio.com and the WIQO app. JF Football is presented in part by Boxley, Centra Urgent Care on Route 221 in Forest. Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX First Olympic. Clyde Smith Plumbing, Reed's Fine Furnishings, Matthew Pack and the Pack Law Group, Lynchburg Power Sports, Walmart Neighborhood Market, Allstate agent Robert Gammon, and Sheeler Motor Mile.
Heart and courage, they're what Jefferson Forest High School football and lacrosse players invest in the Cavaliers. And you? You get to invest in a good time. Reserve your tickets for the second annual Forest Football and Lacrosse Benefit on Saturday, October 7th at Phase 2. Enjoy performances from national country duo Smithfield and special guest Rutledge while competing in a cornhole tournament. The party starts at 4 and is capped by a special DJ dance party. It's the second annual Forest Football and Lacrosse Benefit Saturday, October 7th at 4 p.m. Get your tickets now at phase2club.com.
Hello, everyone out in Power Sports land. Chris Mabry from Lynchburg Power Sports letting you know that we have added Articat to our Polaris lineup out at Lynchburg Power Sports on 460. Come see why Lynchburg Power Sports is the fastest growing ATV dealership in the region. Our Articat youth models start at only $2,400, and our adult models start at only $3,900. We've got a great team, got a huge selection, and we got great service. Check out our inventory on LynchburgPowerSports.com.
To 21. That's the final score from Sabre Stadium. Jefferson Forest knocks off Liberty Christian Academy. Coach, your impressions for these teams as we head into next week?
Well, again, JF's got some good confidence going now. They won two in a row. They're putting a ton of points on the board, and they've been doing that pretty much the whole season. I tell you, it's going to be a heck of a game, I think, with Amherst. Amherst is a quality team. They got a couple big wins under their belt. Again, our common opponent has been GW Danville. Amherst played them, came back from behind and beat Danville. We played with Danville back and forth the whole game, ended up losing on a last-second field goal at the very end of the game. So, again, just like this week, I was anticipating a heavyweight knockout full game, and it really didn't happen that way because of turnovers. I can foresee next week being in the same exact situation, just a all-out brawl.
Yeah, it sure looks like that's what we could be in for next week. We want to thank all of our great partners who you've heard support our broadcast here this evening. We want to thank Mike Scammerhorn back in our studio working diligently to get us on the air. Thanks, as always, to Rick Kennedy, the staff at Jefferson Forest, for giving us a place where we can set up and bring you tonight's contest. A reminder, we're going on the air at 6 and kick is set for 7 next Friday night between Amherst and Jefferson Forest. In the meantime, we say so long from Sabre Stadium, where your final score comes with Jefferson Forest knocking off Liberty Christian Academy 49-21. JF improves to 3-2. 2-0 in the Seminole District. LCA falls to 2-3, 1-1 in district play.
You're listening to Jefferson Forest Cavalier football on Virginia's talk station, WIQO Forest, 100.9 FM.